weekly call for December 8th. And we've got Rochelle as recorder, Bria's moderating, and we are still actively seeking a proposal recorder. Check out the jobs posted in our new DAO job board. Okay. Proposals. This is a different setup for me, so I just need to see that link. Actually, I don't need link, it's up. We have two active proposals. The first proposal is 84, creation of a DAO investment fund. We discussed this a little bit last week. Right now, it is 1.2 million votes. Oh, yes, over 955,000 no votes, with 1.2 abstaining. Sorry, 1.2 million abstaining. The other one is, this is how slow my computer loads up. Effect DAO proposal 85. This is to change the amount of meetings we have from weekly to bi-weekly. And we have 2.7 million yes votes, 54,000 no votes, which is just one voter, and 61,000 abstain. Okay. Agenda items. Basically, how's the hackathon going?
It's been kind of slow, to be honest. We have a couple of new submissions or like signups, but we thought like we would be more busy already helping people along, getting questions in, but it's not completely there yet. So right now we're just busy trying to work on the documentation and making sure that the documentation is complete, SDK is running smoothly. So yeah, it's been mostly busy with bug fixes and such. Yeah, just making sure that everything is nice and polished for when everybody is busy during crunch time. But, and mostly focusing on building campaigns at the moment as well, getting our ads out there, getting the word out there.
Yeah, I've really been seeing some ads pop up now. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, good to hear that. It's getting the attention.
Mm-hmm. So could some of that speed, you know, starting a little bit slow or whatever, could that be because it's got 7 weeks instead of two? And there's the crunch time is not immediate?
I think so, yeah. From what we've heard from our contact at DevCoast is that most of the hackathons have a lot of submissions at the very end and not at the beginning. So we hope to see it pick up a bit more like during the Christmas vacation and those last 2 weeks of the hackathon, when people have a bit more time, when they're busy,
instead of only their work-related things.
Yeah, that's when I forecast it to really kick up, is when the time gets closer to the deadline and submission. And then too, you know, this is kind of like our first one, and it's smaller. We have, you know, a bigger one, full-fledged one planned out, you know, for in the future. So if I don't want people to focus so much on, well, we only have this many and another project has this many, you know, it's apples to oranges and it's our first one. So, you know, we're focusing on doing a good job now. Hopefully it will pick up with participants and stuff as the time gets closer. And it should. It should. We're forecasting that. DevPost is forecasting that. So, and then, you know, we'll know all the things to make the next one bigger, you know, and more eventful and full of more people. So.
So for the next one, like the, I'm seeing the ads up now. So it, obviously they're going up in places that somewhat of a crypto user I'm coming across. For the next one though, will the target be bigger businesses, I guess? A little bit more stretched out away from crypto or staying within crypto realm?
I think maybe both. I don't know. It's too hard to speculate yet. I just know that the next one will be a lot bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be more educated, you know, on what worked, what didn't, what, you know, needs more of and things. So, you know, this is it's a good hackathon, I think, our very first one. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and what was the count? 67 participants? Somewhere around there?
I think so.
That's gotta be pretty cool. 69?
No pun
intended. Sure. You just had to say that. but that's not bad, right? That's gotta be good.
I think so, with so much time left.
Really good first one, the size of the community, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be good. So have there, you don't have to say what the ideas are, but have you seen, heard anybody's ideas that you think you're really excited about, like are really strong ideas? At this point, it's just ideas, right?
There's a few people who have joined that I've been looking at their past projects and things that they've built and stuff that I'm really excited about. I'm so excited to see their submissions hit for judging, because yeah, there's some very, very talented people who have joined our hackathon.
Yeah, hey guys, sorry for being late. Hope you're all doing well. Hey.
Right, we'll beat you next time, Jesse. Don't let it happen again.
Right? Yeah, so appreciate it.
Yeah, you're one to talk there.
What happened to Tuesday? Jeez.
It disappeared.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
yeah, so projects, yeah, I haven't, like, I think a lot of projects are sort of not so sharing yet what they're, so I'm kind of really eager to know what people are doing, and there's some questions here and there, and people are working, and but I don't really have the greatest insight. Like, when you have a physical hackathon, you can walk around, right, and you see what people are doing.
Yeah.
But now, I think either people are more, like, thinking of things, or they're trying to keep it for themselves and sort of only want to show stuff a little bit later or something. But what we're trying to, like,
on it before showing.
Yeah, we were thinking maybe like Rochelle and then we were thinking we're gonna send everyone like an invite for like a call on Friday or something, or maybe two calls in the week, just a Zoom call where we can chat with the participants and sort of have a bit more engagement, because right now I feel like they're just working and coming in for a question and just working in the shadows. So it would be nice if we get a bit more interactivity with yeah, and then more insight in what people are building. I do have a good feeling about it. I think I see people working and I think there's cool stuff being built, but yeah, that's
so
it would be good though. Isn't that part of the hackathon, the whole thing is to interact and to connect with people, right?
Yeah, for no one this, but I don't, yeah.
Yeah, usually for in-person, but if you guys want some insight, here's a cool trick to do, and it'll get you excited for some of the people who have joined our hackathon. Look at the people who joined, and you can see, like, their achievements. It shows things that they've submitted, and things that they've submitted and won previous hackathons for. It'll have like a little highlight banner on. And you can check out everything that they've done. And you'll see what I'm looking at, and you'll get pretty excited for some of the people who've joined our hackathon. Seeing what they've made previously on other hackathons. it's really cool.
Yeah, definitely have to look at it. Jesse, may I suggest something for if you do the video call for the participants?
That's
the pause. Basically. Yeah, I'd love to hear it, Larry.
Oh, tough to hear it, Larry. What's the idea here?
No, it was it was for Jesse. But all the events I've done, you know, IRL, you know, working with different communities and professionals within the work that I used to do, when we come together, it was a competition. But also we had days where we would share, not necessarily our idea, but things that help you with the current task or the development of the environment or the tech or whatever. You know, it's kind of like a share, you know, and help each other out as far as, you know, shortcuts or, you know, ETP tactics, procedures, whatever, you know, that are beneficial, you know, to kind of spread the knowledge to everybody else.
Yeah, no, great suggestion. I think that's what we want to do here. I think, so we're kind of figuring it out. It's like early stage of the hackathon, so we're kind of looking at the dynamic, but I think that's extremely important to create that space where people can chat and talk and share. I get people maybe not want to share their, you know, ultimate idea early in the hackathon because people want to win and not have it stolen. So that's, I understand. So, but we should have this environment where at least people can share on some level, you know, what they're doing and get feedback and have some of that hackathon in real life hackathon energy as well. So I think we're gonna push for these more call and interactive meetings with the participants. Cool. I think that will help.
Just listen to the chats. Most people are just, as far as the hackathon are concerned about numbers and participating. But I think most people are quite happy with what they're seeing right now. Not everybody.
I see all the quantity over quality stuff, and it just drives me crazy sometimes.
I mean, technically, we only need one, maybe two really solid projects that really take off.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And it, you know, that could start a whole snowball effect.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think the numbers are okay-ish, but we, of course, it needs to grow. But it's the first hackathon we're organizing, and I feel good with these numbers, and they should continue on growing. I think it will go quicker and quicker, like the growth of the participants, as we get closer to the mid slash end section of the hackathon, time wise. But I think the numbers are okay-ish, but would like to see more people participating in the next week. We have quite a bit like planned marketing wise to get more people in with different communities to reach out to. So I think we'll get there. I'm very confident actually we'll get some cool submissions by the end of it.
Me too. Sorry, I got caught.
Oh, cheers.
Okay, so can we talk about proposal 84?
Yeah. Proposals, let's do that. 84 is what? The creation of DAO investment fund.
Yeah, we touched on it last week. Most of us weren't in favor.
That was interesting. If you look at the way the votes are going, I mean, lots of people voted yes, lots of people voted no, lots are abstaining. It's really dynamic, actually. It's pretty close, but I think it's still in favor of yes.
Yeah, I missed last week, so I don't know what the discussion brought that time. I did just like read it today, the proposal. I haven't voted yet. I don't know yet exactly how I feel about it.
I think the votes are dynamic just as the proposal is dynamic as well, because there's so many ideas put into it, you know, of things that can be done. I'll probably vote no, but only for the fact that it's just to buy other projects' tokens and kind of, you know, do some speculative trading. But overall, it's a great idea, and I'll note that. I think it's a great idea to have some kind of fund that the DAO uses for something, but I'd rather see it go to further the network instead of further people's profits on crypto trading.
So I'll read my comment. I voted no to the way it's presented, right? At least the way I read it, the funds were to come from, like, taking some funds from, in addition to the rewards. how do I word this? Sometimes my brain just doesn't work this time. So the 30% leftover cycle budget that's used for the rewards, it's not suggesting that they take the money out of there, or the funds out of that part. They're suggesting that they take the funds out of the cycle budget every month. So I said no, because I think if you're going to do that, it needs to come from the rewards that are being distributed, not from the funds that would actually end up back in the treasury. So it's really then, it's the DAO members that are contributing rather than the treasury that's contributing. That was my thinking. But there are other comments there.
Yeah, interesting to see the comment section used. I think this is cool. I was just reading them. Yeah, I think if it's, I guess I like the proposal in that it's quite open and you know, just throwing a cool idea out there. I think that I'm wondering where those funds come from. I'm trying to see it.
That was the way I interpreted it. But also the proposal is just asking for sentiment about further discussion.
Exactly.
I was a bit iffy on answering yes or no.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, me too. I don't know exactly. I don't, like, it sort of implies that if we were to do this right now, where I think that that's what it means to me, it means like selling EFIX from the treasury or from the cycle on the market for other tokens.
Right.
I just feel that's not like it, especially in this market and with the current EFX market not being super strong, like, I feel like it's not, I'm not in favor of that. I would rather keep EFX in the treasury. And when the markets are, I think DJ Strykanova said something, what does he say? DJ Strykanova commented, not worth the trouble at the current market cap of EFX, proposed should be revisited when it's at least 20 times higher. I think I feel that sentiment a bit as well, where it's just, it would be better if just EFX is a super strong market and then diversify a bit of that. And I think I'm extremely confident that we will have a super strong market at some point soon. And I think then it makes more sense. So then I more would be in favor of exploring it. But like at the current point, I think it wouldn't be such a strong move.
As is now, if people were willing to say, okay, the 30% that's going to be redistributed of the leftover budget, that goes out to distribution to the members. If we took 10% of that, I'd be okay, because that's just me saying, okay, my share, part of it can go into an investment. But it has nothing to do with the treasury at that point. But to take from the treasury right now, I'm not, that doesn't sit well right now.
But at the end of the day, it still does kind of feel weird that the DAO fund will be used for investment purposes. That's why you would have an investment fund, right? And in my mind, that's not what the DAO fund is. That's not what it should be used for. And it would be interesting to see the fund be used in ways to make money. Of course, that's why a lot of us are here, but it's not the purpose for the fund. And that's why it feels weird to start using it for speculative purposes.
Yeah. But I think if we're talking about holding back some rewards and using that, once the rewards for distribution, they're no longer a part of what the treasury is supposed to be used for. It's just people saying, okay, I'll take part of my paycheck and I'll put it toward that. Like they do at any other business, the employees will get together with their paycheck and say, let's buy a lottery ticket every month. And I'm okay with that. I'm just not okay with it coming direct from what would end up or is treasury funds.
I personally would say anything which comes to investments is a thing we could discuss about, but not about speculation, and investing in other coins is speculation in my mind. So investing in different programs or protocols or companies which might help us to create our great goal to raise the power and the influence of Effect Network might be worth a discussion, of course, but not speculation or speculative things, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, we're not we're not financial advisors, that's for sure. But I'm really quite opposed to coming out of, or directly out of Treasury. I'm okay with it coming out of rewards that are considered out of the Treasury already.
My thing is maybe saving for a grant program, you know, to grant other companies to use, you know, the Effect Network is one thing, but when we're talking about an investment fund and trading, then there's fiduciary duties. And I don't want the DAO to have any fiduciary responsibility to anybody.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. But at the end of the day, the proposal really is just looking for sentiment for further discussion.
And I love the discussion that it's created. So I'm thankful for this proposal, even if I vote no on it. I'm very thankful for it.
Indeed, it does seem to be very divisive, so it might actually pass. So it's going to be interesting to see in which way it's going to go.
But if it passes, that just means more discussion, which would probably happen anyway. So.
Yeah, indeed. I did like the discussion that it brought up last time of the DAO fund to start holding stable coins as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting discussion.
Part of me thinks the EFX should be a stable coin tied to a dollar. And then NFX is the one that really can grow in price.
Part of me were on the fight view.
Probably. That's just one of the things that I had floating in my head. I'm sure nobody would agree with me on that. Unless it was a stable coin tied to like 100 US.
I'd rather it be tied to a stable currency that's actually backed by gold.
So with that, just if anybody wasn't aware, there's talk going on in US Congress right now from CEOs of predominant blockchain and crypto CEOs, not about regulation or anything like that, although that is on the table. No time frame for regulation on when they want to see something done, but it's just open discussion on the risks and things of that nature with crypto and specifically stable coins. If that helps for further discussion on holding stable coins.
And what's the sentiment? Are we pro or con?
Well, like all things centralized in big government, I'm sure. I mean, I don't have any real research into it right now, but I'm positive it is con. At least in Congress.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Maybe the whole problem is the stablecoin against the US dollar. Maybe tethering should be against.
I think that's the main
Australian dollar.
Yeah, is like, what? Why is it called USD stablecoin? What is it backed by? Is there any backing? You know, things of that nature. Therefore, is it a scam because it isn't backed? So are all stablecoins coming down and deregulated and banned, or you know, just things like that? From other talk discussion.
It's kind of absurd anyway, really, because the US dollar isn't actually stable. Canadian dollar is not stable.
It's stable, all right. They've got a printer somewhere where they have to print as much as they want to keep it stable until it catches up to them.
The printer that the money prints stands on a stable platform. It's about it.
Yeah.
The printer is stable. Oh, but anyway, back to that. I think that was a good discussion on 84. Let's go to 85. What do you guys think about the agenda and the bi-weekly calls?
Oh, I'm good for it. Although I would really miss the chat. Can we do just a hangout chat, not an actual meeting, on the off week?
Yeah, if people want to do that on the off week. The room, I've created permissions for every DAO member to start this stage whenever they want.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well,
yes.
That's good.
So all of us DAO members can open the stage and have whatever we want for the DAO call. So I'm going to change the stage channel probably to DAO call / discussion, you know?
Okay, yeah. So we could just have like an open call.
Yeah.
If somebody's in there, we could join in and say hello.
Yeah, but at any time, any DAO member can start this little thing. And you guys should all have the permissions to let people speak and whatnot, so.
Oh, I'll have to have a practice with that.
Yes, we'll have to practice. I need you to help me, Bree, make sure the settings are correct.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
It's a quick question.
Yeah.
As far as discussions and projects and future growth, yada yada, direction of EFX, how secure is the Discord platform for, like, I'm not talking, you know, everything needs to be encrypted, coded, you know, but as far as, how is the algorithm and the encryption?
Oh, how hackable is it?
Yeah, pretty much, like, people getting, you know, spying or whatever else, you know, or using data, you know, that we've linked or, you know, hung on there or something like that.
Well,
even though it's open access, anybody can copy it, you know, hang it to somewhere else, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, the Discord platform itself, you have, like, a terms of service with them on, like, what they do, and you can kind of control what Discord collects. You know, as far as our server, it's locked down. No one can add bots to it. The bots that we have added in the server, you know, they don't collect anybody's info, they don't do anything malicious. We've gone through them extensively.
Okay.
And then,
as you know, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have our server locked down pretty securely. Sometimes you'll see a ton of bots join, but then they can't do anything. So that's all done. Discord, the main thing that people complain about with, like, their privacy is Discord has implemented a lot of stuff to combat child trafficking, human trafficking, child pornography, a lot of hate speech stuff and things. And they've been more proactive than, like, the regular social media companies, you know? So unless you are a child molester trading in child porn or human trafficking person, you really have nothing to worry about with Discord, so.
Well, yeah, the concern wasn't there. It was more so, obviously, intellectual theft is a huge thing, and it's probably going to grow even more substantially in the upcoming years as everything transits to completely digital. So, yeah, mainly it was concern of intellectual theft and, you know, people kind of deciphering your ideas of discussions and chats or whatever and then using it for their, maybe we could have some sort of disclaimer or user agreement or something somewhere that, hey, you know, ideas and intellectual thoughts of people, whatever, are there. So, you know, I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah, we don't have anything like sniffing like private combos or anything in our server, you know. So you're like, yeah, you're one-on-one messages with someone, you know, that's between like you guys, but people posting in,
yeah,
in here, I mean, there's nothing to stop anyone from copying our things.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a thought. Maybe further just down the road or something.
But I keep it secure. I'm always watching and monitoring the things in the server, almost to the point of obsession.
I know you are, you hawk.
I need better hobbies.
I don't know how you have time for life. Okay.
Well, when your job is your passion and everything, it's really not
exactly. It's like breathing. It's second nature.
Yeah, it's integrated seamlessly into your current, you know, way of life.
All right, so Larry, because you're not busy enough,
yeah,
and you were inquiring how you could help out with the DAO. We do need a proposal tracker.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be open to that.
A position of responsibility, so you can submit an invoice for your time.
Yeah, I'd be open to that.
Okay.
Definitely. I'm a very organized and processed person.
Yeah, so that job really, you'll need access to Gitbook, and you need to keep that updated and follow the proposals. If there's anything that is to be created from that proposal and it's passed, your job would be to track it, hunt it down, put a link to the finished product, things like that, right? Just give a little brief update on what's going on with that particular proposal. Like this proposal 84 on the investments, your job would then be to sort of, I mean, really, really briefly, like point form, just give little highlights of what maybe resulted from that, or what conversations kind of resulted, not detailed, just little nods to what happened, like a point form, 2-3 words. And if something is really substantial with it, then give more detail for it. And some proposals won't need much of anything. Other proposals will need a little bit more work.
Okay. Are you bossing me around already and I just took it out? Jesus.
Yeah. You know me, Larry. You know. I'll give you 50 jobs to do if you're open for it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll get with you more often, you know, like formats and things of that nature. So.
Yeah, okay. We can go over that later.
Oh, I did want to relay. So I answered a support ticket in our Discord server today. There's someone who was needing help, and they were using Scatter Wallet, and it wasn't working. And Bree, kudos to you and everyone who made those DAO community, like, docs and guides.
Yeah.
I linked them to that page, and they have all the info to get started with Anchor Wallet.
Good.
So I just want to say, those are used. I refer people to the resources that are posted in there, you know, when they have support tickets and stuff. So everyone keep up the good work, because that's a really good useful source of info for people.
Yeah, we still need a few in there. Mostly I could really use with a faster laptop that got things done in 10 minutes instead of an hour and 10 minutes, but beside that, one day my crypto will soar and I'll be able to buy a new laptop. Anyway, my complaint on that one is just there are lots of little copy-paste jobs and things that can still be updated, and then I can see what resources are still really needed in there. But I know there's a few things that are still scattered all over the place. Could come together in one.
Well, you know what they say. The best investment is the investment where you invest in yourself, so.
Well, I do that a lot.
Oh. I know you do.
So I think...
I mean, I have a really good computer. I just don't like standing or sitting at it. I prefer a laptop where I can move around.
Well, I think we have done everything on the agenda, So 84, proposal 85, hackathon update, thoughts on the new agenda,
Okay, so Rochelle, a slash bot for Telegram for this agenda, so people can add to it, and a slash bot for the job board.
Okay. Perfect. I will have those added today.
For,
awesome.
Next agenda, for next meeting, I got three things to, you know, how to submit that, how to bring it up, or, you know, how we're going about that.
Okay.
Cool. I will add those slash commands today.
Thank you. And then let me know what they are.
Yes.
So I'm not guessing.
Because I got to update the list, too, so that when people do the list thing, that the list shows thing into there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anybody have any final things before we kind of close this meeting?
No, really, people, there's old news still, you know, but I refuse to bring that up again. Someone else can do it. And there is an interest from the community about how the hackathon is doing, and people just want to know when effect is going to go up in price. That's about it. Like, I'm not picking up any other thing in the community that needs to be addressed. But it would be nice to really spread the news about the agenda for people to put their own questions in. Okay, go. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, the only, obviously, it's probably what you were referring to, Bree, is the Neo migration to EOS.
Yeah, like, I refuse to bring that up. We're done.
I know, like, it's not my main concern either. Like, it is what it is, you know, and the way the market is right now, nothing too much is really gonna, you know, destroy it or whatever. But it would be nice to have an estimated, like, you know, how long is this gonna go on? How much maybe out there that we can expect to come into the market that we weren't expecting? Things of that nature.
But the swap itself closes December 31st. Like, the swap mechanism is done. So ask that question in 2 or 3 months from now. Not while the swap is still open. Not the codes, but the actual mechanism to make the swap. Because then you'll have a better idea of what actually is coming from it, or never going to come from it.
Are you talking swap or migration?
Swap.
That would be the BSC.
Oh no.
Finance.
I think
I'm
the
talking
swap is...
my.
Okay, yeah, migration.
I'm talking migration.
I'm talking
one
Neo.
To another.
The Neo swap closes December 31st.
Yep.
The mechanism
okay.
to make the swaps.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't
right?
know that. So that.
Yeah. So there's no point even discussing it until there's been time for the swap. The migration swap has completely shut, no more can be done, and then you've had time on the markets to see what's hitting in the market and what's not. And then
no,
if there's
I agree.
Questions
I,
about it, fine.
And I didn't know that my break was still actually actively open, but I'm assuming that's people who are just now resurfacing or coming out from underneath their boulders are like, oh my god, hey, I need a code, and their team. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there's a set deadline and timeline, then I have no concern.
It's an end in sight, so it doesn't really need to be discussed until after that point if it still seems to be an issue. But it shouldn't be. At some point, it will all phase out, and it won't be an issue anymore. There's also it would be really good to have the token map updated. But other than that, anything else that's really on that vein, it's like, just ask the team directly, not through the DAO, or ask the foundation directly, not through the DAO. That's where we're at right now with those questions. So it's not a closed issue, it's just ask them directly, don't go through the DAO. All right, what else? It's not really anything else, I think. I mean, the TG membership is dropping, but
there's so many other projects. If you're just in for speculative gains, then go ahead, move on. This one will have its day. It's just not today. But it's coming soon. But soon is relative, too. Yeah. Right?
So, hopefully, P85 passes, and then we're back on, we're on to a bi-weekly, and then that will be, the 29th? Because of course, you know, this cycle has to close, and it gets approved, and then it goes to the bi-weekly. So, I think we have just one more weekly meeting left. Should it go? Right?
Yeah.
The 15th, and then,
unless somebody has anything else to add, I think we're...
Yeah.
You can stop recording, and we can just blather, or we can...
That works. Okay. Meeting adjourned. Good one, everybody.
All right.